Tonight, the topic is right speech. No, it's right speech. It we say in Pali, Samma Vajja is the part of the Noble Eightfold Path. So it is so important. There are three factors here. The very important part in practicing Buddhism: our body, our mouth, and our mind. So the body have to be right action, and then the mouth have to be right speech, and the mind have to be right thought. So if we do our best to practice according to what the Buddha taught, the basic training, in fact, as a community, they taught us to be kind and generous. That's very important part. Generosity and kindness is the foundation of all virtues. Happiness in this world would happen because our kindness and generosity. Family would be happy, father, mother, children would be very happy if they are kind and generous to each other. And the whole community would be very happy if they are kind and generous to each other. So it's so important. When it comes to practice, generosity can be done like materially from time to time. So if you have anything at all to give away, when people need, if anyone asks for, you give it away for the happiness of others. So don't forget, no? Giving things to the animals, you get 10 benefit. To the not that wise person, to the a person who doesn't have any rules or precepts, you get 100 benefit. But if you give to the good one, the one who have precepts, who have morality, you get 1,000. If you give anything to the very good monk, you get 10,000. So this kind of merit come to protect you, to look after you. The mind, the mind that is open to other, always get respect and honor from other. If you are not kind, not generous, think of yourself, there's not much hope, no? You would be left alone. No one will help you, no one will look after you. It's very difficult. And at the end, you don't even like yourself because you are not profitable to anyone, anybody. They don't like you, and then you hate yourself. So that's the end, what you want of life. That's the great suffering. So have to be kind and good, you know, to all others. Find out the way to do things, giving to the community, to the temple, or to the hospital, or to the school, or anywhere, any place. If there is any chance, you do it. So your mind would be open, and that help you to have more friends, more supporters, more people to look after you. And at the end, they come to help you when you are in great suffering, when you have a physical illness or old age, they come to help you and look after you. But if you are not good, no one care, no one come to look after you, then higher, on a higher level of the practice, now you come to the level of practicing the true teaching of the Lord Buddha, Sila, Samadhi, Panya. You know, the five precepts are necessary here. we can see that no killing, no stealing, no committing sexual conduct, no lying, and no drinking, intoxicating drink. This is a must for a good Buddhist. Even a good person have to follow these rules, because they are away from causing, harming, and hurting other living beings. Never cause trouble to anyone. Never take what is not given. Never cause to trouble to any member of the family, to the young or to the old, to any person. We can give only protection and security, happiness, but not suffering, not harm to anyone. Now it comes to what they call Musavada Veramani. I undertake the rule to train myself not to tell a lie. Okay? This one is a very bad one. So if you can control your body and you sit still or you don't do anything wrong physically, it's not that difficult. Not that difficult. But when it comes to the speech, oh, because there's something there in the mind, like to say, you know, like to talk. So if you don't have any rules, don't have any training, it will come out. So telling a lie, that's the worst one. So we say this way, that it doesn't matter you live any kind of life. You might be a farmer, a fisherman, you're harming and hurting. But we cannot take, we cannot deal with a person who lies to our face. That's the end. Suppose we have a very good friend, very good, but he keep telling lie. That's the end of relationship, no? So have to be very careful, no? Don't say anything. So what they say here is, in Pali, satyang pane, always telling the truth. Piyang pane, whatever you say, have to be pleasant to the ear, piyang. And then whatever you say, supasitang, productive, very helpful to yourself and helpful to others. And then tamang pane, whatever you say, have to be according to what the Buddha taught, coming along with the teaching of the Lord Buddha. So the four things. So if you don't say anything bad, you say only the good one, only the productive one. So something good grow in your heart. But if you say you say the bad thing, the bad one inside keep going and causing trouble to all others. So right speech is necessary. We have to keep your what they call here mantapani, that the always the mouth have to be wise. Always say something wisely, never say something bad. The other one, the Pali called Bupapani. Bupa means puspa, bupa is the flowers. Anyone who speak pleasant to the ear, always a nice word, like they have a fragrant mouth. No? So the other bad one, that's very, very bad. Kuta pani, no, the filthy mouth. So that one very bad. Kuta means in Pali, it means excrement. Oh, no good. That what we translate as filthy mouth. So whatever we say have to be true, have to be pleasant, have to be productive, have to be okay, according to what the Buddha taught. The best, of course, if you can't say anything, keep quiet. Make the mind calm and peaceful. So if you have right speech and right action, and then easy to meditate to make the mind calm and peaceful. So the whole teaching of the Lord Buddha, we can say that right speech, we take as what do you call them, the treasure coming from his mouth. You know? We should have a very pure, a very perfect mind to take care of it, to practice it. So again, I like to remind you of what the Buddha taught. Right understanding come first. When it comes to the practice, right understanding here, we have to understand the Four Noble Truths. Some people maybe are afraid of having this kind of what you call understanding. But if you are a very good person, the mind so calm and peaceful, see the suffering that happening to the body, the old age and sickness and death, and then you can see the body is different from the mind. The mind is the one who sees it. And you see actually before you get what you call sick, before you are really old, before you die, you see beforehand, see the whole thing. And then when you understand it properly, you can see that the body is one thing, the mind is another. So there is no suffering for the mind. Very peaceful, very calm, and see the truth. And then with this calmness, peaceful mind, and you can let go bit by bit by bit the attachment to the body. See as it is or as they are. Never forget, no? If you aim at the enlightenment, at coming to the end of the suffering, never forget this one. Every day, this is the part of what is the wisdom in Buddhism. See the Four Noble Truths. See clearly the old age, sickness, and death. So in the practice, truly practice, I mean, every day you do the chanting, paying respect to the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, have the Buddha as your, what you call, your great refuge and protection. Always bow down to Buddha. Think of him, think of what he has done from the start, from his birth until his renunciation, his enlightenment. He spent 45 years teaching, and what he taught, try to think of that. And the Dhamma, what he taught. And then when the mind goes into something positive and wholesome, oh, beautiful. It's so inspiring. You yourself are a good person. Think of a good person, and then you can let go of the bad one bit by bit, bit by bit. Think of Buddhism, not what the Buddha taught, how much he spent his time teaching. Our Buddha, you know, spent so many lives before he come to the last life, doing something good for the happiness of others. Generosity first, morality second, then to make their generosity strong and better, he have great patience and great effort, and then the samadhi, meditation, and wisdom. This is six parami according to the Mahayana. So many lives we have done that, but not truly enlightened until he come to his last life. So spending his time, married when he was 16, helping when he was a young prince, well beloved by his people, how much he have to do his job to take care of them, to be kind, to put on them, and help his father from 16 to 29, looking after the kingdom. And then the time come for his great departure, renounce everything. And by buying alone by himself, some people might think that the Buddha has great suffering when he left. Actually, from my understanding, he suffered only when he practiced self-mortification, dukkha-kriya. That's just the part when he practiced not to eat food after so many days, his body very skinny, he bent over. That only that time. But the rest, he's happy. Why? Because he has a good meditation, learned from the two famous teachers. So that meditation alone made him happy. And living in the that very peaceful and surrounding with the clear river and pleasant grove, excellent, no? So this is the thing that you should do when you have time. Go to the forest or a forest temple and then practice meditation. The Buddha taught us to be under the tree or in a cave or in open air on a full moon day or on any time when the moon is there or even in the with the dark moon and practicing. So when the surrounding is so calm and so quiet, our mind starting calming down. And then you can see only the mind is working. The awareness, the mindfulness is there. And seeing the truth, the body, what happened to body and what happened to the mind. So when the Buddha understand that self-mortification is not right, and then he think of what he had achieved, what he had done when he was young, and plus the meditation come from the two famous teachers, this time he practiced and good meditation and attained enlightenment on the full moon day of the sixth lunar month. And then 2 months that he is happy from the bliss of the enlightenment, 2 months. And then on the full moon day of the eighth lunar month, he gave the first sermon, the Noble Eightfold Path and the Four Noble Truths to the 5 disciples. So spend his time, 45 years, he complained sometimes that that his back painful, and sometimes he asked Venerable Ananda, he attended, to give a talk on his behalf. I said, I'm too tired and had pain at the back, and could you do? And then the Buddha just lie down and listen to what Venerable Ananda said to the people. Sometimes they say, you give a very good talk. The great master is the good attendant. 45 years and spend his time and teaching, you see, from his heart, what they call 84,000 pra tham pra khan, that 84,000 factors, if we can count what he had taught. But all in all, we can summarize into the Noble Eightfold Path. So right understanding comes first, and see the suffering, and then you can see the cause of the suffering come from the attachment, from the craving and the desire. And when you see clearly here, when it comes to the practice, what's inside there, we say that right thought. So our thought, if we are not enlightened, what's in there is greed, hatred, and ignorance. What we call the karma vitok. We always think of the sensual pleasures. Payabhat vitok. We always have uneasiness for the mind. Vihingsa vitok. Always have the thought to harm yourself and harm others. So the practice is that you keep the good five precepts, not to harm and hurt any living being. Make sure that the precept is always there, and then if you have a wish to come to the end of the suffering, think of the great danger of or disadvantage of the sensual pleasures. So you move away from the craving and the desire, and then what we say, the suffering become weaker and weaker. At the end would disappear. So that thought have to be positive and wholesome. So why, when it come to the practice, two things here in a higher level of the practice. One thing is that see the body as it is, as they are. So that in the future, when you grow older, when you have more time, you think about them. See as it is, as they are, because they are subject to old age, sickness, and death. They are not us. It comes from our father and mother, and supported by the four elements, the earth, the water, the air, and the fire elements. It's not us. What we call me, myself, my own body, that is just conventional truth. It's not ultimate one. So once you come to understand that, you let go of attachment. So the one who is in suffering is the mind. When you remove the attachment from the body, there is no more suffering. So that, but in order, now it comes to the right speech, right action, right livelihood. This is a very important part. So you see that all of us, many, you can see that they are very nice, very good people. But when they come to each other, especially the ladies, they keep talking. What they talk about? in a very fine term and very fine practice, they are breaking the precept. Yeah, gossiping, okay. All sort of thing, you know. Even with anything, in practice, when you talk about politics and all other things, without talking the Dhamma, they call that Tirachanakatha, that's the Pali, talk about the knowledge of the animals or something like that, or very low, not good at all, not productive. So that this actually harder, more difficult than the right action, right speech. Very difficult. So why? Have to think a moment before you say anything, because something bad inside like to come out, okay? Something in your head or in your heart like to come out. Yeah. And then you no good, no? So train ourselves not to always speak the truth. If not, keep quiet. Always pleasant word, not the bad word anytime. Can be firm, can be strong, but not hard speech. No, and then gossiping, stay away. Don't entertain yourself, and no good. Because if there are, because something inside, that you like to come out, and then if you keep speaking, and all that is growing, what they call the cause of the suffering getting stronger and stronger, and no good. Not good. So why they prefer to keep quiet without saying anything, say only when it is necessary. So so have to be fruitful, have to be conducive to happiness and peace, whatever you say. And then you can understand that the whole teaching of the Lord Buddha is the right speech, okay? So memorize it, okay? Like you do the chanting and all that. It's the right speech. Okay? Any sutra, any, is it that the right speech? So anyone who doing chanting in the morning, in the evening, you doing the right speech, not the wrong speech. And then from there you can learn what from what the Buddha taught. It's so, even it is very important, no? Because when you understand, you remember, and then you have a chance. Nowadays, not many good teachers around. So you have to learn and practice it and have a right speech, okay? Give a talk, give a Dhamma talk. This is the right speech, talking the Dhamma, okay? So this is Samma Vajja in. So when you have it, beautiful, complete, because body, what they say, the santa kayo, the body have to be peaceful. Santa vacho, the speech have to be peaceful, like that. Santa mano, the mind have to be peaceful. So it come together, the body, the mouth, and the mind. And then samma ajiva, that's a right livelihood, you know. So you have to be careful. If you run any business, stay away from any kind of business that could harm and hurt others. If you say you buy cheap and you sell a little bit more to get the profit, that's fine. It's not wrong, because they understand that, they accept that. But because of greed, and you take too much, no good. So they have to be careful. Any kind of drug or alcohol, anything that harming and hurting others, have to stay away. In order to have a very wholesome and positive, what you call, mind, or wholesome and positive life. And then, once the body is calm and peaceful, and the speech is calm and peaceful, then you meditate. Samma vayama, come up. Effort, no? Don't forget. No? Everything, generosity is good, morality is good, but it can be better, it can grow strong, because of patience and effort. This is the base. So you have to practice every day. Take as habit. Nowadays, I can tell you that I get up a bit early. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, right through. I rest a bit in the afternoon. It becomes the habit. So then, sit under the tree with the blanket on and meditate, you know. Oh, beautiful time of the day. Very quiet and very peaceful, don't forget. So any person who stay late at the bed and all that, oh no. You're not practicing. That is not, we can say strictly not Buddhism. The Buddha attained enlightenment before dawn, okay? Many of them. Of course, they can attain enlightenment anywhere, any place, but that's the best time, when everything is quiet and calm. Certain days of the year, certain months of the year, at night, very calm and very peaceful, with a clear sky, with a star on, oh, beautiful. Even nowadays, it's not too bad when you have the blanket on and the breeze come and touching your body on your face. Oh, it's alert. And then when the eye close and think of what the Buddha taught, it runs very well. Okay, this is a samma vayama. Have to you have to train yourself. The training is important. once you train yourself, and then that's sati come up. All in all with the mindfulness, because that a strong peace in you, calm and peaceful. If anything ever happen, anything, you know it. That everything come and go, come and go. There is good thing and the bad thing. So if mindfulness, think a moment and you would know what you would like to say is good or not. Think a moment. But that's too short, no? You have to train yourself. A strong peace inside, very good practice inside. You don't like to waste your time doing the wrong thing. You don't. You keep practicing. So on one side, that's the ultimate one. See, but when it comes to this, I tell you, faith in the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, that's very important. And take the Buddha's virtue into yourself first. That he has great purity. That means you must have five precepts. His great compassion, that you must have that metta, loving kindness to all living beings. Love yourself and love all other beings. And then he has great wisdom. You must have at least some understanding of what the Buddha taught. The law of the karma, the cause and effect, and the best, the Four Noble Truths. So this, I have to be a good person, compassionate, and then wise person. So this is the great virtue of the Buddha. So there, from there, you practice what we call them. They remind you, they ask you to do the chanting about the old age, sickness and death. Jara tumumbhi jarang neto. I am subject to old age, I cannot go beyond old age. I cannot go beyond sickness, I cannot go beyond death. So whatever there is, what you call, meeting, there is a departure. I have my own karma, good or bad, that I have to. If good, I get a great benefit. If bad, I get suffering. So that to remind us of what's going to happen to our body every day. You're getting old day by day. So keep doing the good thing. And then the best one, that one for the one who like to free himself from the attachment concerning the what you call the sensual pleasure. So see the body as it is, kaya kata sati, mindfulness of the body. See again, 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 see the blood and the bone and everything, you know. Some people might say, oh, why they have to see that? Actually see it in order to let go of it. No attachment to it, because this is going to cause us trouble. What happened? When there is birth, death is waiting. When there is youth, old age is waiting. When the good health, bad health is waiting. Oh, what happened? So we have to prepare ourselves. And when we understand properly, this happens only to the body, not to your mind. So if you let go of it, you are okay. And then the other one, it's important you have always uneasy feeling with other. Metta, have to practice again and again and again, every day. When you meditate, don't forget. Every day is a must, metta, because on one side is love, on the other side is the hatred. On one side liking, the other side is disliking. So this is the two things. Metta, may I be happy, may all living beings be very happy. So the full sublime state, metta, loving kindness to all, with, and then karuna, compassion to the poor, desperate, and unfortunate, and mudita, happy with those who are successful and happy, and then upekkha, stay calm, in case you can't do anything to help them or to support them, stay calm. So this have to be practiced every day. And then through having this virtue, anger less and less, uneasiness less and less. And then coming to the good understanding of the happy and happy feeling and neutral feeling. All this, they come and go, coming up, stay, and then passing away, like it. So everything ever, this is a very, very important, that's a kind of enlightenment. But you must have a good meditation, good mindfulness, good concentration, good wisdom, so that you can let go, and that cause of the suffering will never come back to you again. So you see that the happiness come and go, anything, any thought come and go. So you just stay calm. In time of suffering, don't get panic, don't get too sad, too bad, because that is just the feeling. Stay calm, that thought would go away immediately if you don't cling to it. In time of happiness, it's just the same. It will go away. Whatever rising up would pass away. So you stay calm, you let go, you're happy forever. That's that enlightenment. But that wisdom must have less, what they call, dust and dirt, what they call that in that wisdom, that vision. So have to be clear and then let go of it. Let go of what let go of body, let go of the feeling, let go of the perception, let go of the mental activities, and let go of the consciousness. So let go and you're okay. But normally we attach to whatever, because we are not trained though that way. No good understanding. So when we come to Buddhism, we have to understand that the body is one thing, the mind is other. And what happened, that there is something there in the mind. The dust and the dirt, what we call the bad element, is there. And then there is something good in there, that generosity, morality, meditation, and wisdom, that is there. So make that the good one growing stronger and stronger, the bad one will get weaker and weaker, and then go away. And then to make you have a better understanding and easy, the Zen master, very good. Yeah? The sea and the wave is not different. The same. Why they say wave? Because of the wind. Take the wind away, the sea will be clear. Take the wind away. So take liking and disliking away, the mind calm. See as it is, as that. And what is our deep down inside us, the mind is bright and shining. But through the ignorance, we try to disturb it, get the stick in the stone into it, like at the bottom. They clear water at the top, but the dust and the dirt, we keep throwing the stick and the stone into it and disturb and make the dust and the dirt come up and the water become muddy. So don't do that. So make sure that you don't create trouble to yourself. And then in order to keep the dust and the dirt, see as it is, as they are, again and again, and then you remove bit by bit. At the end, there's no dust and the dirt remain. So, if you don't understand, take put the water, any water come from the river, anywhere, into the steel container. There you can see the dust and the dirt would settle down. The clarity of mind come at the top. So why meditation? Like you stay away from different kind of thought, have a thinking mind. We call ekakata, ekajita, ekatama, ekakata, ubeka. Have a thinking mind. So in that thinking mind, there is no room for this action and body. No room. So how to get to that? But in order to have that, just to be like you, the word Buddha or even awareness or breath in our in, because thinking awareness have no room for these sections and body. So the beauty of this is that the past die down, the future doesn't come up, only the present one stand. Okay, the peaceful one, oh, beautiful, beautiful. Yes. And then you oh, good, huh? Meditate, oh, good, good. And then you know, oh, something nice, something wonderful, something inspiring, something, oh, the treasure right in here in our us. There's something good there. So keep practicing and make that mindfulness established. And come to the good concentration. This would be very helpful. Because meditation and wisdom help us to let go of the attachment. Greed would die down, disappear, or lust would die down, and anger would die down because of the mindfulness and good meditation. So, right effort. Here, that means if we like to explain a bit, it is that effort to have your good sila there all the time. So no more bad karma, no more. When it comes to the practice, the present one is very important. Whatever happened in the past, that's gone. We cannot rectify. The present one have to be good. So effort to have the good 5% or to have the sixth sense control. That one's so why when it comes to this then very sad to say, no. In the past, like so why we don't have a good what you call a qualify or a high level of the monk who have the good understanding or have experience because of the modern technology. No? In the past, till my time, there is that television, but only the monk who had enough money to buy can have that. Maybe in temple, maybe one or two. But that's all. The forest doesn't exist. Forest monastery, no. And the video, the radio, and then no, doesn't exist in the forest temple. But when it comes to this, what you call the mobile phone, oh, that harm and hurt. This is the one that bring Buddhism down. Because I can tell you, if a person who are not kind and generous, he cannot speak about generosity. If the monk don't have the precepts, he cannot talk about the morality. If the monk don't have meditation at all, he cannot talk about meditation. So that means that the most beautiful teaching of the Lord Buddha disappear. So why this is the decline of Buddhism, we can say it died down, great decline, because everyone has it. What happened? The one who have what they call the virtue, he can control himself, but the one who have no virtue, it can bring him to the wrong way. Many monks talk about politics, many monks talk about all other things, but not the teaching, because they see that. And not only that, harm and hurt them, because they like to see in the middle of the night or any time. So when they spend their time seeing that, to expect them to get early in the morning, impossible. To expect to see them in the shy room, oh, no. This is, I tell you the truth, how we get harmed and hurt by that modern technology. In the past, oh, nothing. So what the monk do? They listen to the teaching and the practicing. They meditate, they get up early, they do their duty, nothing to worry them. There's no connection, there's no link. But nowadays they can talk. Oh, they can send anything to anyone, anybody. They can ask to be friends with this and that. Oh, so many things. So I like to warn you or to encourage you, no, to practice the teaching, because we are in the bad time. Very bad, very bad time. Only those who have good precepts stay away from the modern technology, they can survive. Otherwise, they cannot. Because the mind have only one room. If the bad one take over, the good one has no chance. So then come to the second effort is that, as I said to you, that what we have experienced with the eyes, to the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body, and the mind itself stay in the mind. They're all in there, good and bad. Now, effort to remove those things that has been there. How we would know? Not that difficult. They would test you out, whether you still have anger, whether you still have love or attachment to anything. Something inside would come to tell you. Any situation, you would see it. It come even in the dream. You said, oh, I have good meditation and so on, but in the dream you still get angry with someone. You still fall in love with somebody in the dream. That means you have to remove how sinja piku imang nawang sitate la rumasi. This compared to the boat that going to cross the ocean, make sure the boat is not leaking. That means the precept has to be good, and in that boat itself there is plenty of water. That means all the things that are in your mind in terms of love and hatred is in there already. So I have to remove that. How to remove? And then kaya katasati again. If love, lust, or greed, see the body as it is or as they are. Once this wisdom arise and see clearly, it will let go. It won't come to, because it against. So once the wisdom is there and see as it is as they are, you can let go. On the other side is the uneasy feeling, all that hatred in your mind. Through the meditation, through the meditation of loving kindness, metta, and then will get weaker and weaker. So, and then you can see that it rarely come to you to disturb you in your daily life, or when you are stay awake, or it hardly come to you even when you dream. All this would go slowly because of the good practice. So this is the effort have to make to remove what you call the water from the boat. And then they compare like this, there is a tiger hiding there, hidden in your mind. No? The tiger come out for their own food through the eyes, the ears, no? The nose, the tongue, and the body. So they're craving and desire. The tiger feed itself to having liking and disliking. So if you don't practice meditation, that tiger would get stronger and stronger, would harm you and hurt you. So how to make the tiger weak? You have to meditate, and then meditate and see as they are, the body, and more loving kindness. That tiger have no food, because they feed itself. They call the love, liking, and disliking. The love, and hatred. What they call the ignorance. That is their food, the poison to the mind. So keep practicing that. Now it comes to that. Once you that get weaker and weaker, you come to that. What you call keep practicing meditation until that what they call mindfulness established. There's something there, and there's this kind of always with you, telling you what is right, what is wrong, what is good, and what is bad. If you practice, you can see the difference, like between the feeling and that knowing mind itself. It's not the same. So this is it's not the same. Like it come from there, like the wave and the water. So remove the wind, and the wave will stop. So if there is no liking and disliking, the mind will be calm and peaceful. Then see clearer and clearer. So the Samma Vayama effort, right effort, have to be made again and again, again and again. But it would help you to have that, of course. Once you practice all this, the right speech get better and better. Okay? It helps. It helps. You won't say anything. Impossible to tell a lie. Impossible. You can say, oh, no comment. No comment. No, that means it's very bad already. Okay, keep quiet. No? Stillness. Because what they say that according to what it does, restraining the six sense. Jakuna sangvarosatu, start from the eye first. To restrain the eye is good, no? Sātu sotena sangvaro. Also, restrain the ears is good. Then kānena sangvaro sātu, restrain the nose is good. Sātu yuhāya sangvaro, restrain the tongue also very good. They go like that. Kāyena sangvaro sātu, restrain the body is good. Sātu vājāya sangu, restrain the speech is good. Like that. So you have, and then manasā sangvaro sātu, restrain the mind is good. Sātu sabbatha sangvaro, restrain all six sense anywhere, any place is the best. Sabbatha sangvaro bhikkhu, any bhikkhu that always restrain sabbadukkha bodhi, that monk would be free from suffering. Okay, so so first we talk about the body, two hands, and two legs and the head, what this we call the five precepts, not to harm and hurt anyone. So this important, have to keep the precept, not to use your body to harm and hurt anyone according to the five precepts. But then the best, better, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body and the mind itself. And better still, but when you have all this control, have mindfulness established anywhere, any place. And then slowly the suffering would not come to you. You will stay away from the suffering. Or what they say in Pali, the beautiful, is that pancha kama kuna loke mano chetha pavirita. Five kinds of sensual pleasures, and have the mind as the sixth. What is all that mean? So that means the eyes, they know, experiencing the form, and the ears, the sound. This. So if you remove the attachment to the form, to the sound, to smell, taste, and touch, and the thought, and then you're not too far away from the suffering. So that's so close, you know. Once we have good control, good meditation, the suffering would get lesser and lesser, get weaker and weaker. The cause of suffering would get weaker and weaker. So I like to encourage you know, when we come to the right speech, see as the part of the practice. This is the very important part. It's not that easy. Right action can be actually easier, but right speech is a bit hard, because it come easily. It seems that doesn't harm and hurt anyone when we gossip or something like that, no? When we have empty talk, but in fact no good. No good for the mind. Whatever we say have to be like what the Buddha has said to us. The treasure, kum sap jak praot, the treasure, the falling from his mouth. So take that. So I said again that all the chanting, the morning chanting, evening chanting, or any memory of the teaching of the Buddha, when you say it aloud, it arises speech. It purifies your mind. Mm-hmm. And then when you say to anyone, anybody, according to what thought, you purify other, you make other happy through the right speech. So it's a very, very important one. So must think that this is a great part of the Noble Eightfold Path. Right action, right speech, and right livelihood is the base of the practice. But it makes, say, when you have good meditation, good mindfulness and great effort, right action, right speech get better and better. And then what you have there is the right thought. In practice, actually, it's the thought, it's the mind that going along the teaching. So you have to stay away from greed, from anger, from ignorance. Physically, you stay away from. Verbally, you stay away from. And then mindfully, you stay away from greed, hatred, ignorance. Then you are coming closer and closer to the end of suffering. So, yes, understanding the Four Noble Truths properly, something is so, so important. No? Make sure that you let others know that when you understand suffering, you don't have to suffer. You create, the best. When you talk about, tell them, when you talk about their birth, that means they, about death, there's something there is beyond birth and death. Something immortal, immortality. Something stay forever. The mind never die. The body is subject to change. The mind is suffering because of attachment to the body. You can stay calm and peaceful if you don't attach to it. The happy, unhappy feeling, it come and go. any thought that ever arise, let go. It come and go. Anything good, keep it. Anything bad, let go. So when let go, it disappear. In fact, when we say dust and dirt, compared to the mind, it's still different. Different in such a way that the dust and dirt is the physical. Okay? The mind is not physical, it's the spiritual one. So when it changed from the bad to the good, quicker, faster, because it's not the physical. To do something like the dust and dirt, you take time. But you turn away from bad to good in one moment. So I think a moment, the rest will come. Okay? Any question? So, are you okay?
So for example, like if you achieve enlightenment, like we are, like soul is immortal, so like after we die, like can we choose like to incarnate again? Like can we choose our body like after, let's say if we get enlightenment in this lifetime, like can we choose like a new body like as up for our liking like for the next lifetime, if we choose like to stay on earth?
I cannot. I would just say slowly. Yeah. Well, like, what is your like? Yeah.
So basically, if we achieve enlightenment, lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, do we actually have to leave the body, or can we choose like when we want to leave the body?
Actually, like this. This person, say if any person who attain enlightenment, his body is there. Old age sickness is there, the physical body, physical suffering is there, but he doesn't attach to. So his mind in good position, good condition all the time, free from suffering. So when he died, there's no more rebirth. Then what happened? So to those who are not enlightened, if we have a good understanding of the teaching, love the teaching so much, respect the Buddha, can stay away from the teaching, can stay from the Sangha, then what is good in the mind would help you to see the good, condition, born again in a good place where Buddhism is practiced, or somewhere in heaven where you can stay until the right time has come. But even that, even in heaven itself, there are good being that enlightened, you might be enlightened over there. So with what we say here is the good and the bad, always the bad bring us down and the good one lift us up and the mind move on. So that when you come to the freedom, if you attain enlightenment, oh, great benefit. Whoever like this, supatipanno, well practice in the teaching, or is the disciple of the Buddha, straightforwardly, ujupatipanno, straight to the point, straight to the Four Noble Truths, straight to the Noble Eightfold Path, you know. And yayapatipanno, that means insightfully practice is the disciple of the Lord Buddha. That means you are free from different level of the cause of the suffering, and then samajji, you practice accordingly, perfectly the teaching of the Lord Buddha. So what happened? Then you become part of the noble disciple of the Lord Buddha, and then whoever come to you, whatever they said, worthy of give, worthy of respect, and all that, you become a very wonderful person. And then the mind that is there spread out loving kindness to all living beings, the deity or whatever, and then there is a chance for him to give talk or to guide or to help. That all is great benefit, unknown and unseen by many of us. Because it's such a great heart, a great mind. So when you practice, you know that you get all the blessing from the good people, from the good teacher, from the enlightened person, even from the Buddha himself. Because this thing never dies. The body passes away, ash to ash and dust to dust, but that mind never dies. So if you come to the right condition, peaceful and calm every day, free yourself from distraction and worry, you get all the blessing. But if you are not practicing, you get only the bad one. The good one cannot come because it all have their own power. The bad one have power to stop the good one. The good one have power to stop the bad one. Even the world, what you call lok bang tham kam bang jit, the world can stop the dhamma. The bad karma, they can stop the mind. it's so, like as a lay person, so many duty to look after family, friends, and all other. So many work to do, you tend to forget Buddhism like that. So once you enlighten, you have everything, you give away. So keep doing the bad and the bad one slowly, what you call the poison, to the mind would die down. And then the beauty of it is that, we should do it because it's quick. From dust to no dust, from dirt to no dust, from the bad thing to the good thing, it takes time physically. But the mind, quick. But the mind can turn back to the bad quickly, like that too. So you have to practice until you are strong, you know. So like, it's so inspiring if you understand that a life without Buddhism, no good. Has no hope. So why, no matter how much we have nowadays, we're still in suffering. Put this way, because since we don't have 5 precepts, there's no hope. You still harm and hurt others, you still do the wrong thing. So the bad karma is there. Nowadays the drought comes, water not enough. So if keep people, good people around, the heaven is blessing us. If the bad people around, the heaven punishing us. So no way to escape. So keep doing the good thing. No? Australia still, I've been around, and then still a good place, but we have to practice. We, as a whole, we are not in that great suffering. Not too many people, like in Europe, England, Italy, France, because of in France, égalité, liberté, fraternité. You know? So everyone come, they have compassion and kind heart, and cannot look after so many people. So the country is in suffering. In suffering nowadays. So you can see that. I see myself. If I say went to Europe 60 years ago, that's a privilege, and you come back, you see the great progress of civilization over there. But when you go nowadays, you see the great suffering, you know. Many poor people like that. Australia better. And not safe, no? You have to be careful what you carry. The monks lost his bag. If he has money there, lost his money. Everything. You have to be careful. You're not allowed to go by yourself. in the early morning, say you say, oh, nobody there, and then you walk alone by yourself. Oh, have to be careful. You have to be with others. So many bad people, and so that happening because of the not enough good precepts. If we have the good one, good precept, they could be better. But of course, the world is just like that. No? Good and bad is there all the time. So we do our best to help ourselves to practice. There is no other place better than the mind, better than body or human being, to look after Buddhism, to keep the Buddhism alive, right in the mind. But at the same time, no place for the suffering except in the mind of human being. So it's our choice, you know, whether we like to have bad one or good one. So the good mind would move on. So don't worry. If you're a good person, you will see the good thing all the way. You see the Buddha in the future. You know? One thing is that don't forget to practice kindness and generosity whenever you have a chance. Because when it comes to Buddhism, the monks, many people who have done so much in the past, last life have to renounce everything. When they renounce everything, they have to depend on the people. So you have a chance to say, so give anything to the monk, to anyone, anybody, and then when it comes that there is a blessing that going back to you. So if say you give anything to the Buddha, materially he doesn't have anything to give, but what he gives, pure blessing will go back to you. Then you would have a long life of beauty, happiness and strength, you know? And if you want to be enlightened, you can have it. That come from the heart and the mind which enlightened to the heart and the mind that have kindness and generosity. And better still, if you live a moral life, that what they want, what they love, what they like, have that to be with the good people, because that is a good ground. Because morality is just like the fertile soil or land, like the earth. Everything can grow. So any person who live moral life, any good virtue can grow from that kind of heart. Without morality, very difficult. Because that means that body, that mouth, has bad karma. No, non-stop. But if you have morality, that means the bad one, you stop. Only the certain one that stay in your mind. So if you meditate, it will go away. Any question? So right speech have to learn the teaching and talk about the teaching, and have to learn the chanting and do the chanting, okay? What the Buddha, that's the right samma vajja, no? So, so try to, if can't learn that much, but this good enough. But oh, if you can learn the important one in Buddhism, in the Theravada, on Mahayana as well, no? The Dhammacakka Pavattana is the first sermon given by the Lord Buddha concerning the four truths and the noble eightfold path. You can see how it works, you know? The four truths that's here on earth. So there is duty to any kind of truth, that the first one have to be understood properly, and then the second one, craving or what you call the cause of suffering, have to be removed, and the third one have to realize, and the fourth one have to develop. So that duty. So you do duty until one day it comes to the inside. Oh, whatever I like to understand, I understand it all. Whatever is the cause of suffering, I remove it all. Now I achieve, come to realization, freedom from suffering. Whatever I should do according to the path, now I perfect it. So once you have that, oh, enlightenment, okay? So this is about the full truth. So that's why so important. So sammavaca is part of it. So meditate again and again, and whatever you say will be very good. And always remember that if you're not practicing, Buddhism disappear. Remember that. Don't have to think of the whole world or the country, just think of yourself. Think of anyone. Buddhism disappear. So if they practice Buddhism alive. But because of this kind of technology, when the monk don't have to, because I see it like many of you know, standing here and there looking on the time, what they're doing, seeing, sending the message to others and all that. Oh, it's no good. The eye has been exposed to the bad one. And not only the bad, the good one, but how you don't have it, that enough discipline. In fact, put it away. Try to see inside yourself, and that's the better. Okay. Anything anymore? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
If say that you are agitated and you try your best not to say anything, so you stay quiet because you want to practice friend speech, and it makes other people become how to say, they just have a lot of thoughts in their mind, so they started to like think whether you are angry at them or whether
you are sad, whether you are
angry.
So
that's it. It makes it feel like when you're practicing right speech, it's not truly right speech.
Actually, yeah. Well, they can, after staying with each other, they would sense it. When you sit, they know. First, they might have a wrong idea or wrong understanding, but later on, peacefulness and calmness, the sincerity, honesty, the kindness that show to them, that answer everything. Okay, and then so when then like I like to say that when you see people are arguing or saying bad to each other, and all that among your friend or anyone. Or they talk and aimlessly, you know, you keep quiet. Don't add to it. You know. Keep quiet. And then they can see Buddhism is there. The quietness of person is there. We call it the bad people is there. And then they can see. And then keep like don't like keep sending. People can feel something, no? Like you keep sending your metta, loving kindness to anyone, anybody, they feel good. When they see you, they good. When you talk to them, they good. When you don't have that, or you have angry feeling, you cannot hide it. It comes to actually what they say here is that whatever you do, keep in the mind. When it come out, face, no? Good or bad, a happy face, or smiling, or peaceful and calm. If anything bad, come. So much so that they say that Sri Pokhana Masyo, if you do the good thing, it kept inside, and when it come out, as your prosperity, happiness, and peace, wherever you go. But when you do it, it's in there. So you get everything from your good heart and good mind. But be careful, as a young person, with you, young man, and a young girl, no? If you don't like to have any trouble, you have to pretend, you know, not to have a warm, but a cold mind, so to protect yourself from the trouble. So why here, Buddha very, very, very wise. Buddhanusti metta asupang maranasati. He asked recollection of the virtue of the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, make your mind calm and peaceful. It's a calm meditation. And then metta, loving kindness to all living beings without exception. So the monk have to do that. All the good ones have to do that. Then this metta, if you're not careful, it become love. Okay? So how to stop it? Asupang, see the ugliness of the body. Okay? That's the day in Maranasati, mindfulness of the death. So you have pure metta without falling into love with someone, somebody. Okay? So a cold heart have to be there. It's okay. So, Buddhanusati metta ca asupang maranasati. So when you see the teaching, try to see how it works. It will go accordingly, right in the mind, but the Buddha is very clever. He put in the very good. You know. So keep Buddhism alive, practicing in the place where there's no Buddhism. You keep practicing, huh? That don't forget the quietness of the place, the quietness of the body, the quietness of the mind, okay? And you see everything. So have to be very early in the morning. The good monk, they say that 4 o'clock, have to get up, practicing. But for you, study, you don't have to that worry. But when you are free, try to get up early, before dawn, to see the beauty of the nature. And at night, the beauty of the nature. Quiet, calm, peaceful. Something is working there, but quietly, without causing trouble to anyone, everybody. And see your mind, how it works. Good or bad, how much distraction you have, what kind of attachment you have there. And then from the very good meditation, peaceful and calm, and you see it. Oh, it's in here. Slowly working out. So Sinja Piku Imang Lawang, make sure that the boat is not leaking. And have to empty the boat every day, and the boat would arrive at the destiny safely. Okay. Okay.